only focusing on what you can control. In a day like today, in the times like this, there's so much going on. You got a pandemic going on. You got the market is all over the place. People don't know when to invest, when not to invest. Should I buy this? Should I not buy this? Or whatnot, or whatever the case may be. Am I going back to work? Am I going to lose my job? Am I being furloughed? Or whatever the case may be, right? But I always tell people, only focus on what you can control. It's two revelations that changed my life that I made a post about the other day that you probably saw here on YouTube. One was only focusing on what you can control. And two was it takes two people to argue. Those two things when I revealed changed my life forever, right? Because then I realized that, if someone is arguing, if someone is mad, if I don't respond to them, then there's no argument. So that immediately cut out all the arguments, right? The second thing, only focusing on what I can control. So many people out here got conspiracy theories or what's going to happen and, this going to happen? Is the government doing this? Who's going to be the president? Who's not going to be the president? What is this big thing going on or whatever the case may be? When are we going to go outside? Are we going to stay inside? All these things is going on. But guess what? If you only focus on what you can control, that takes down all the stress out of your life, majority of it, right? So guess what? You can get in better physical condition. You can change your diet. You can change your finances. You can look at your finances, find new ways to create money, right? Y'all give me 1 second. Homeschooling at the same time. Oh, good job. Good job. All right. What you got, trash? All right. So, yes. So with that being said, so many people get caught up with whatever is going on. So you know what I do? I tell people, look at what you can control. What can I be doing right now? What can I control? The things you can't control right now is looking at if the stock market was to crash, what companies will I buy? If it was to crash tomorrow morning, what companies would I buy? Most of you guys and girls probably don't know. Probably why? You're focused on everything else. You're worried about this and that or whatever. I have 10 things going on at the same time. Like right now I'm trying to shoot and record this for you guys at the same time. I'm homeschooling at the same time and whatnot. And, with everything else I got going on, right? The emails, the DMs, learning new things, schoolwork, all of the good stuff. But the thing about it is I sit up and I ask myself every day, Starbucks compared to Dunkin' Donuts, Walmart compared to Target, Delta Airlines compared to Southwest Airlines, Uber, Facebook to Google, Apple to Microsoft. All these things I'm thinking about and I'm looking into, I'm not really getting crazy into stocks. I'm looking at it and saying, hey, if the economy was to go down, what would I buy next? What would be on my prime hit list? Do you even have a hit list? You could be creating a hit list. You could be saying, hey, you know what? If the economy was to go down tomorrow, I would buy Microsoft, Disney, Intel, whatever the case may be, IBM or whatnot. And not only do you know why are you going to buy them, also look up the income statement, look up the balance sheet, look up the cash flow statement. How much money are they buying? How much cash do they have? Are they low on cash? What are their revenue streams? What are their total revenues? What are their net income? These are things that you can control, right? Real estate. Real estate market is suffering. Right now I'm in the market of buying a house. Real estate market is suffering. What are interest rates? Is my credit score good? Can I make my credit score better while I'm home? Right? Can I make my credit score better so I can get a better rate to go maybe buy a house, maybe buy a piece of land? If I already had a cash to go buy, maybe I can search a piece of property to buy a piece of land or buy a house or whatever the case may be. Those are things I say focus on. And the thing about it is what you focus on is what you become. If you wake up every day with a drama-filled life, watching drama-filled episodes of television, all this toxic stuff, little do you know that toxicity is going to come into you. Hopefully I said that right. But it's going to come into you. Next thing you know, whether you know it or not, what you become, you start to radiate. Prince, what do you mean by radiate? Like the sun. You start to put that same energy out. If I sit here every day and I indulge myself into bull crap all day, it gets inside of me. Next thing you know, without you knowing it or not, I'm going to pick up the lingo. I'm going to look at the world that way. I'm going to think that way. Something that Patrick Bette Davis said, he said, the mind is so powerful. Your thoughts are so powerful. He said, you can even think the world is against you or you can think the world is with you. Either way, you're right. What did he mean when he said that? He said, hey, look, You can wake up every day and talk about how the world is going to end and the world is against me. I'm going to lose my job, real estate, whatever the case may be, right? And guess what? Your brain and your thoughts are so powerful, that is going to happen, right? Oh, I can't invest. I don't know this. I don't know that. Guess what? Your brain is so powerful, you're going to manifest and you're going to make it happen. So the power of having the clear thoughts of saying, hey, you know what? Regardless of what's going on in the world, I think the world is in my favor. And guess what? I'm only going to focus on what I can control. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many countries I've been to, probably like 14, 15 countries throughout my lifetime so far. And I've been all over the United States. I'm telling you, if you was born in America, you're already lucky when it comes down to finances, right? Think about it. You're in the number one richest economy in the world where anybody can invest, anybody. You don't have to, hey, I'm the son of such and such, so I can't invest. I'm going to be a peasant or whatnot. I've been to countries where when you look at the poor people, they are really poor. And what I mean by really poor, if you go to the projects in your any major city, they're going to have a toilet. They're going to have lights, water. Some of them got gas. I'm not gas. Some of them got cable. Some of them got internet. Well, all of them, pretty much everybody got internet. Everybody got gas, water, lights, cable, all of the good stuff. And these are our poorest of the poorest people. You go over to some of these countries overseas, you'll realize that, hey, you can't even go to these websites in this country. You got to have a VPN if you can get on a VPN. You can't go to these websites. Oh, the poor people don't even have AC. They don't even have clean water. You know, they don't even have heat in the winter or whatnot. They don't have clothes on their back. So our lowest of the low is still considered rich to the rest of the world, right? So by you being able to come in and saying, hey, you don't have to come from the richest background, there's a lot that you can do. You can start investing. You can just click on a YouTube channel or click on a podcast and learn how to invest money for the future. I don't look to be the next Warren Buffett, right? I always say it, but my first goal is to be better off financially than my dad. That's it. Once I check that box, then I don't know where I'm going to go next. Maybe I may become the next Warren Buffett of the world. But my first box is a little thing. I want to be better off financially than my dad, and I want to leave my son more than what my dad left me, right? That's the first box. Then I go on to the next box. All this other noise going on in the world, think about it. YouTube, you got billions of channels. You got billions of podcasts, you know, billions of channels, podcasts. We're getting stuff. With so much noise going on every day. The market is going up and down. You got articles all over the place. But think about it. Focus on what you can control. I see people DM me all the time. Prince, I'm looking at this company. I'm comparing this company and this company. I'm looking at the total revenue. I'm looking at this. What do you think about that? I love that because we're toning out the noise because I can't control that. Who's going to be the next president? I don't know. I can't control it. The person who's on the other side of this, who's listening to this or watching this, you probably hate my guts. I can't control that, and that's not my problem. I'm not going to figure out why, how, go back and forth with you. Just, okay, well, you think I suck? Cool, man. I'm sorry. You know, it'll cost you nothing to pay me no mind, right? So by waking up every day and getting so, so drowned in what's going on in the world, you forget about your only things you're focused on. Only focus on what you can control. So many people are worried about what somebody else is doing, and they're 400 pounds, right? Horrible diet. You could take that energy of focusing on somebody else and go for a walk. Me, for prime example, right? Same thing with a diet. Hey, you know, I could change my diet. I can't exercise some more. I can read a book. I can go to school. I can read a book for informal education, read a book for formal education. I can learn how to day trade. I can learn something about Forex. I can learn something about stocks. I can learn something about real estate. I can learn how to start my own business. Let me clean up my own credit score. How can I clean up my own credit score? All those things you can learn how to do by taking this time that you have right now during this time. So many people hit me up, Prince, why don't you speak about this? Why don't you speak about that? I personally don't feel I had the power to control it. I'm 35 years old now, and I'm probably going to be gone from this. I probably got a good 30 good years on this earth. Good years. I mean, like good years to really do things or whatnot, right? If more, hopefully I'm blessed with more. But if I probably got a good 30 years on this earth to live, I'm not going to spend that time worrying about stuff I can't control. I see people like that all day. I got family members that get up and, man, they just bicker and argue about the president. They bicker and argue about the economy, the job, you know, what somebody else is doing, what somebody else thought, what somebody else is blah, blah, blah. Why is it this way? And I used to be that person until I got older. I said, hey, you know what? If you know who's ever going to be the president in November, let it be. I can't control if the pandemic is doing this or the pandemic is doing that, when the economy is going to come back up, when this blah, blah, blah. What can I do right now that can help myself that I can't control? That's why I look at it. Ask yourself every day, what are you doing or what can you do that you can control that's going to help you? When you do that, I'm telling you, 80% of the stress just... And then when you get focused, and you know exactly what you want to do and what you're trying to do, the universe makes a way for you. Once you start to talk a certain way, you're going to meet certain people. You're going to attract certain people. That's going to get you closer and closer to your goal. So when you wake up every day, we're in a unique situation where you don't even have cable no more. All you got to do is have internet access, and you can subscribe to any YouTube channel. You can follow anything on Facebook. You can get any podcast, whether it's in New York, London, LA. You can get any podcast. You can get any YouTube channel. You can follow anybody on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and get good information every day. So yes, do I watch ratchet stuff and stuff like that? Yes, I get entertainment, but I only seek it for entertainment. I don't seek it and be like, man, why are they doing this? Man, why they can't do this? And blah, 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 blah. I don't worry about all that. All I do is just get in there, get me a quick laugh. All right, that's it. Hit the pause button, then I get back to it. Learn how to read cash flows. Learn how to read income statements. Learn how to meet balance statements. Looking at this company's debt, comparing this company to that company, looking at real estate, looking to buy a house, looking at a new piece of property or whatever the case may be, doing whatever you can do, writing that new book, creating that new product, making a new connection, all those type of things is what you can do. Only focus on what you control. That's why I want to say with you guys and girls, focus on what you control. And it takes two people to argue. If you just be quiet, nobody can argue with you. You know, they can just be talking. They look crazy then. So you don't go back and forth. I know pride does that, but I know it's kind of off the topic, but it's on the topic at the same time. Because with so much noise in the investing world, you got penny stocks, you got calls, you got options, you got this, you got that, day trading, Forex, this. You know, so much going on, you don't know where you want to be at. You get so much noise. Start with what you know. Only focus on what you know and what you can control. My name is Prince Dykes. This is The Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever's crazy you see me do around the globe, peace. Be safe. I'm out, and thank you.